bonita boca y esos ojos que tú tienes cuando pasas por mi lado. Mi vida, quiero tenerte.
Alairara.
Sí.
Alairara, alairara.
Al son de esta linda copla.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by Edwin Orlando, El Puma de la Salsa. who is a great singer-songwriter, musician, performer. He does all sorts of music, but today we're going to be talking about salsa music, and this is actually the first time we've kind of done something on this show, so this is exciting. I've always enjoyed salsa music, and I'm glad that our audience could listen to some of the music. So first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in music?
Well, hi to everybody. I remember that when I was 7 years old, I started to play guitar, then I decided to sing too. So I grow up, I keep going singing with different kind of people. I went to school of music too. So I studied music like 4 years. Then I started with play with the band. So I decided to play the guitar. Then the salsa comes to my life. And I love salsa. That's how I started to sing salsa. And I got 20 years singing salsa.
Oh, so you've been doing this salsa for
forty years. 40 years, man, that's a lot. But you know, it's fun when you enjoy what you do.
So do you write the songs too, or sing?
I write the songs. I make the music. Yeah, I make a song that have 20 million views on YouTube that calls "Para Que Volver." And that song, I went to Spain, I went to Colombia, I went to different places, I went to New York too. I traveled a lot with that song. And now I'm trying to the new song that I record that's called Para Gozar Contigo. That's in English, I would say, to enjoy with you.
Okay, and we also wanted to let everyone know that it's La Puma de la Salsa, did I get
that's
it right?
That's why they call me El Puma de la Salsa, because every song I used to, wow, I say like this, wow, you know, people say, and so I used to dress like a puma, you know, my wife showed me some sneakers, and I started to dress like puma. People start to call me Puma de la Salsa, yeah, I don't mind.
Oh, that's great. So we were saying, and we'll talk about more of the songs here. So what I'm holding here is this your current album? You recorded this recently?
Yeah, that's my third album. Oh. So I'm making my 40 years right now. So that's what I'm trying to show, the 40 years CD, my trajectory of music, my life of music. How I play with different kind of bands to become my own band.
Oh, so you've been playing with a lot of bands in the past.
Oh,
then,
many
huh?
bands in New York, Puerto Rico. You know, I've been playing a lot with different kind of people, different kind of music, inclusive also merengue. That's a Dominican Republic too. Cumbias from Colombia, balada, sub rock. I like Santana. I like Bee Gees, all that kind of music too, you know, Bob Marley.
Oh, so you mentioned Puerto Rico. Are you originally from Puerto Rico?
From Puerto Rico. Oh, sí, en Lares, Puerto Rico, para la honra de Dios.
Oh, great, great. So you grew up with a lot of this music, salsa music, in the family? Everyone was playing it? Or?
Yeah, my family used to sing in Christmas time. We have a big crowd of music, bunch of people. A lot of family, kids around. That's how we start to sing and play together. I have a big family. You know, I become a musician like that. Because my family loved to sing, my mother, my father.
Oh, so everyone was singing in the family, so...
The family, I decided to sing too.
No. Yeah. So, as we mentioned that you know, you write the songs, you sing the songs, you do the music. So, I mean, are these particular songs you written years ago? Are they recent songs you've created?
Yeah, but right now, I'm going to talk about the third one. That's right. Called Plena de mi Tierra. That plena is the rhythm from Puerto Rico called plena.
Oh.
But made the sound do like dum-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum. Then you sing on top of that. I make a plena. And I sing the plena for Puerto Rico. So I make plena for Puerto Rico. Plena de mi tierra. Then from my town, my country, my land.
Oh, so you mentioned that you did a lot in New York. Was that an interesting, a positive experience?
Oh, wow. I played, I remember Cooperativa Auditorium, Studio 84, Fuego Fuego, Merengues, different kind of bands like La Entidad, La Orquesta Excelente, La Orquesta, Los Dandies, Los Bravos del Merengue. Oh, wow, a lot of La Orquesta Faena. I've been playing a lot.
Oh, so you mentioned New York, and so do you do a lot of performing here in Orlando, or you were just where you mentioned you're just coming to Orlando?
I just got here 2 weeks ago, and I'm gonna start to rehearse with somebody that comes. That's his family from Cheo Feliciano. That's a great singer from Puerto Rico, from the Fania All Stars. So his family. He called me, so I started to make a band, and I'll be downtown, a festival downtown, singing too, soon, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember when is the date, but there's a festival downtown, they invite me there, and I'm going to be there. About the end of the month, the next month, I don't remember what date it is, so, you know.
That's okay. We could, look that up. But so it's exciting for you that you're getting, ready for all these different shows here. Is there a lot of preparation? You getting the songs all shined up or all ready to go?
Oh, yes. I just come here. I find out some friends that are going to connect me with the salsa rhythm, salsa bands, and I guess going to have a lot of fun, too, here in Florida. You know, I never been here, but I'm going to be happy here for a while.
So you plan on being here for a little while?
For a while, yeah. A lot of musicians calling me now. And I'm finding out, what are you doing? You want to play with us? You want to rehearse with us? Come on, show me. You know, that's how I got connect with people. That's how I get into the bands, show what I got. Then you never know. We can make another record and a play zone.
I think that's great. We're mentioning about salsa. So are you finding that there's a lot of different salsa people, salsa musicians in Orlando? You making connections?
Yes. I didn't know that was so many Latin people playing salsa in Florida because I like jazz, remember. I love jazz, but Latin station, like salsa, all the time, 24/7. It's not here in Florida. In Puerto Rico, you had that. But I came here, so I start to, move around, know people, trying to get into the Hispanic musicians and do my part, too.
Oh, that's great. So are you finding a lot of Latin clubs, or are you finding a lot of venues that will fit your music? Or?
Yeah, right now I got two different bands that want me to play with them, so I got to find out. It's like the Spanish Harlem Orchestra.
Yeah.
You never heard of Spanish Harlem from New York?
Yeah.
That's a big band. It sounds like the big Harlem Orchestra.
So that's great that you have, so many connections. Like, we wanted to let everyone know that you, like me, like all sorts of music. And tell us about your love for Santana. That does kind of fit into the whole Latin theme.
That's why I play guitar, I start playing guitar, and I love jazz, and I love Santana. Salsa, what I'm trying to do is get connected with the people, have fun with the people. The people love salsa. People don't know about salsas. I remember I went to New York to play salsa. People don't know play salsa. The Americans don't know, but they dance salsa. They got the sound beat and they start to dance salsa. That's great for me. That's enough for me. That's what you do. That's when you feel something and you do it. I enjoy my music and I give it away to the people.
Oh, that
like expression, something like that.
Yeah, and that is true. We could go on and on about that, of the emotion of the music, emotion of the salsa. So that is one of the rewards. The money's great, too, but just the fact that you can make people happy and make people dance.
I say that music is life itself. It's like the same life. You cry, you happy, you sadness, different kind of attitude that you have when you listen different kind of music. You're using relaxing music, you get down, you get nice and quiet, all that kind of music that make you happy.
Yeah, And so when you perform, there's a lot of dancing, salsa dancing, always going on. Somebody's always got the rhythm, got the...
No, yeah, you got to go to the downtown festival and see what they're doing there. They're dancing salsa and having a lot of fun.
Oh, so this downtown festival is always a place to check that out and see what's going on.
They're
going to
play merengue, too. So you got a different kind of Hispanic music.
So what is actually the difference between merengue and salsa? Is it similar then? Or?
I could say similar, but the instruments make the difference.
Okay.
Because in the salsa, you use timbales, congas, bongo, make the percussion. And the merengue use the tambora, the güiro, to make a difference with the sax so fun. The sax, the güira, and the tambora make the difference in the merengue. And the salsa is the bongo, conga, timbales.
Oh, so the salsa...
The downbeat sound is different, completely different.
Yeah, so you have the bongos, the congos, and congas, and all of that. So, I mean, do you yourself play those instruments?
Yeah, bongos? I play those instruments, too. You know, I learn like everybody, you know, little by little, little of this, little bit of that. That's why I did my CD record.
So you're playing some of the instruments or most of the instruments on the CD?
I play like seven instruments, piano, bajo, guitar. There's an instrument called cuatro. Cuatro, that's a cuatro puertorriqueño, instrument from Puerto Rico.
Oh.
So I play conga, bongo, timbales, maracas, güiro, sing, mecoro, whatever you need. My phone number is 752-707-7977.
Oh, fantastic. So people could definitely contact you there. So, it looks like you've got a lot of different songs here. And so all of the songs are, you know, in Spanish. But that's fine. Give us a new outlook then.
Yeah, you're going to listen some samba there too.
Awesome.
From Brazil, in the middle of the salsa, there's some style of samba, too.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk about some of these songs more in detail. My guest today is Edwin Orlando, El Puma de la Salsa.
Puma de la Salsa.
Yeah,
that's my email, and right now is El Puma de la Salsa, PR. @gmail.com.
Okay. So,
anything you need.
Okay. All right. Here. Okay. You're listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Coey, Florida. If it's happening in Coey, it's happening at Frank's Place. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
Que estén dando, si en español o en inglés. Ay, mi Dios, qué chamaca. Ay, mi Dios, la que tengo. Yo no sé qué voy a hacer si me tengo que casar. Cuando el cura me pregunte, ella contestaré que yo le invito a guarachar.
No sé
que yo le invito a cumbanchar. A sudar.
Yo no sé
si yo la invito al cine.
No sé
y no lo puedo lograr.
Yo no sé.
Yo lo que quiero es amar.
tan lindo. Ay, por tu forma de ser, si es una ilusión, dame una señal y así entenderé que ya no te puedo amar.